Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
We have such a fun show for you today.
We interviewed Kaylin.
We talked to Kaylin about his personality. I told his story about having an argument with John. Mm-hmm. And we talked about
TV shows, The Undoing.
Yes.
At the very end.
Yeah. But first, how about a word from OxiClean?
Hey, we want to tell you about somebody new to us, OxiClean.
Mm-hmm. So listen, I've already been using this product.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you why. Because Penelope, who you may also know as my dog, my terrier, sleeps on our bed. And I know Phil sleeps on your bed.
Yes, Phil sleeps on mine.
Yeah, and guess what? The sheets and the duvet cover get stinky.
Uh-huh. Starts to smell like a wet dog on my bed.
It really does. And I got to tell you, regular laundry detergent doesn't always rid you of the smells and leave your clothes smelling really fresh and leave your bedding smelling fresh.
I will tell you, my daughter will know if something is ours instead of one of her friends in a pile of clothes because she loves the smell of our clothing.
Yes. I've used OxiClean odor blasters for all these problems.
That's right, me too.
And more on a regular basis, my family thanks me for it.
Right.
It helps kill smells of like sweat, and we both have teenage boys.
Yes.
You know how stuff can get
stanky
and musty. Mm-hmm. And also, the kids are using the towels every day.
Oh, my God.
And then leaving them outside.
And then they end up smelling like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you need, busy households like us with all this going on, need OxiClean. It's a great product. You got to try OxiClean odor blasters for yourself. For product information, stain solutions, and offers, visit OxiClean.com. That's OxiClean.com.
Let's face it. In today's uncertain times, simple conversations about your health can have powerful results.
There's something you are likely eating every day. It can negatively affect your waistline, complexion, and overall health.
On the Dr. Gundry podcast, Stephen Gundry, a renowned cardiothoracic surgeon and New York Times best-selling author, cuts through the BS to help you make better health choices.
You have the ability to heal yourself if you give yourself the right ingredients to do it with.
Dr. Gundry has spent the last 20 years empowering people around the world to help reverse and prevent some of our most serious ailments through the power of diet and lifestyle changes.
You will change 90% of you. You will be a brand new you.
Tune in to the Dr. Gundry podcast to start your health journey. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere you get your podcasts.
Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. That's this show.
Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, God. The week flew by. What'd you say? Friday?
Elby would have totally cringed. Mom.
While you stand in line.
Well, let's say hi to our peeps. Carrie Berry. She's a bitch.
Hey, Carrie. Valerie Fenwick.
Kelly Luther Vandras, Hiro Yamashita, Krista Stroop,
get the strap,
Gabby Fonseca, Missy Schaefer, Liz El Sasser, Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Ishan Vajpayee, Rebecca Lubin, Kelly Brandt, Randy Mae Ames, Angie Saldivar. I'm doing this fast because we have a lot to get to. Michelle McKibben, Amy Cunt, Aaron Landho, Alicia Escalante, Leslie Wyckoff, and Sarah Stefano.
That's a my paisano.
Hey.
What's happening?
Kaylin.
Hi.
You know what? We never got to Kalen's Thanksgiving.
We sure didn't, and no. We need to.
Yes.
Kalen is always like, it's like he works for the CIA or something.
I know.
Like, if you even touch on anything about his life, he's like, whoa, 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 where are you going with that?
I know.
But you know what? You're going to tell us what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
You've got two babies.
I do,
basically.
Yeah.
Are you getting any sleep?
You're a good amount, yeah. I kind of do the kind of nighttime stuff. And then Amy wakes up earlier in the morning. So we kind of tackle it that way. And they both sleep, which is good.
Wow. They both sleep.
They're both sleeping?
They're both sleeping, yeah.
Like both through the
night?
There was
like a week there where the little one was waking up really early. But
well, how old is that little one? 4 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, don't get too used to it, Kalen. Okay? They don't always stay like that.
You have a 4-month-old.
That's
crazy. I
thought
she was older than that.
She was born in August.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How is your lady holding up?
She's doing very well.
You two sound like you guys have a good team, though.
Yeah,
like
well,
two of you.
Yeah,
are
we
you still
her parents are also helping us out. So they're a huge help when it comes to the two of them. And we're not, you know, leaving the house. So
yeah.
We're not busy doing things. I mean, aside from me going to work, I mean, I'm not doing that right now. I'm working from home, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious about, like, you weren't even with your girlfriend for that long before
right.
this happened.
Right.
I mean, granted, you already
had a baby.
Do you know
that they created that baby in my bed?
I know. I know.
Fake news.
So how has COVID and all of this, like, changed your relationship? Has it made it better? Has it added a lot of stress?
Yeah, if anything, it's added stress, but just stress from being just cooped up inside all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Do you guys ever fight?
No, not really.
Kalen seems like the kind of guy that just doesn't get into arguments.
I don't.
No.
But then one day he's going to like pull
explode.
An undoing and like, it's going to be like, where'd all this rage come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just generally don't talk very much. So if anything, if any arguments do arise, it's because I don't talk a lot or I don't share enough. So that would be the only point of, you know, tension that.
Now, why do you think you don't talk a lot or share a lot?
That's just generally who I am. And I've always been that way my whole life. So I don't really know how to answer that question.
So do you think – I mean, do you sometimes have stuff to share and you just don't share it?
No,
or are you like,
I just don't ever really think like, oh, I have an idea to share right
that
now.
Does that drive your girl crazy?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Does she go like, talk, come on. I've been talking about myself all day.
No.
Does she ever read into it? Like you're hiding something, you're upset about something
quiet?
But you're not telling me?
Sometimes she'll think I am upset or – something like that, and I have to, you know, assure her, like, no, I'm not. I don't know why, but I just haven't said anything for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm just in my head again, I can't really explain why I am that way.
Do you think you're super easygoing, or do you think you just don't talk about – do you think you actually have anxiety and stuff and you just don't
– No, I am very easygoing. I'm actually too easygoing, which I've said before – where something happens to me that actually needs to be checked out, like my leg is swollen and hurts really bad, and I just go, it's fine. It'll pass. It'll be okay. And then come to find out it was like a major blood clot that could have killed me.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I am, in fact, too easygoing.
Although I think easygoing can work well in a relationship. If one person's easygoing, it's helpful.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
John is very easygoing, and I've learned to appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not as easygoing. I don't know if you can tell.
Is everybody sitting down? Same thing with Adam and I. Like, are you kidding? Imagine if I was like, you know, like you. Like, those two personalities would have never last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're easygoing.
I'm easygoing.
You are very easygoing.
Spoiler alert, I'm the one that's easygoing.
Yeah. You're super easygoing. You're a lot like Kalen.
Yeah, I am easygoing. I mean, I think it's because, well, first of all, my dad was very easygoing. And then my mother was so not easygoing that I learned to just zip it and put up with it. Like, I'm not arguing with this crazy lady, so I'm just going to go with her flow.
Right.
I don't know. I guess that's probably why. I don't know. It's just my personality.
I think I've gotten more easygoing the longer I don't have actual drama. I mean, when I have a crisis, I'm not easygoing. I get really overly stressed out and scared and anxious and need to fix it mode. But when nothing's really going on, I'm just like, all right.
Right.
Cool.
Cool. I know.
I think I didn't used to be that way when I used to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got really used to thinking – like I got so used to self-medicating that I never thought that there wasn't drama. Do you
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was – there was always – I think too – well, when I drank – well, I only drank for the very early part of the kid's life, but like year and a half. I got sober when they were 18 months old.
Right.
But I just feel like all the – having newborn twins, and I think I was just always thought I was in a crisis mode and needed to drink to unwind. And once I got really used to not drinking, you know, it's been 11 years.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I guess I'm not really in a crisis all the time. Like I started to realize, oh, things are fine.
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I know I feel like you are pretty easygoing. I think that you have a very level head on you. A lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like freak out on the kids very much. It takes a lot for me to be mad about stuff.
Yeah.
But I will all of a sudden get it into my head that like, why are the kids still up? And it's after 11 o'clock. They should be going to bed. And then I get super aggravated at like, why isn't John like telling the kids to go to bed? Like what? Because he's so easygoing. He won't notice. Like the kids will still be up. I've gone to bed. I'll wake up. I still hear the kids. It's midnight. And then I'm like, What the fuck?
Yeah. I know. It's hard to be the policing parent, too.
Mm-hmm.
That I think there's always one parent that does that. I get that way with Phil. Like, I think nobody pays attention. Nobody feeds him. I mean, they pay attention. They play with him. But they don't go – nobody sits around and goes, did anybody feed Phil his breakfast this morning? No, because I did it.
Right.
Did anybody let Phil out? I see Phil sitting by the door. That's your cue to go open the door. You walk past him sitting by the door. Everybody's walking by him. That's his thing. Like he sits by the door when he wants to go out. So he sits up. He doesn't lay down. He sits up by the door.
Right.
And he looks at you while you walk by.
Right.
Nobody notices that. Why do I have to? So that with Phil and stuff like that and the kids, there's certain things I'm not easygoing about. But as you get older too. My friends used to get mad because I remember we would go to see the Man Show taping, and I remember taking people from work, and I would just get there at the studio lot, and I would get in line with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And people would go, that's one thing I don't like, and it's because of my mom. People would go, what the fuck? Why are we in line? Tell them, go to the front. And I go, but I got like 6 people with me. I don't want to walk. These people have been in line. And they're like, that's ridiculous. I don't like taking cuts in front of people. I don't like that, you know, doing that kind of stuff.
I agree. I feel the same way.
Yeah. My mom used to do that. My mom used to push me in front of people and, Lynette, tell them you'll do a TV show to do, you know. Like, I don't like that shit. Like, I remember there's a certain old producer that we had that loved the Foo Fighters, and we had, like, I don't remember. We were at a Foo Fighter. We were at a concert, and we had like VIP, whatever. And then she'd go, "Let's go backstage. Let's go backstage." And I go, "Why? The show is going to start any second. Don't you want to watch the band? Why are we going to go backstage and miss it? What to do? What sit backstage and watch it on a monitor?
Right?
But we have VIP. Well, then you go. You know, I don't know. I'm not trying to be humble or whatever thing, but."
Well, no, I totally get it. It's like there's certain things that you don't want to start an argument
ruffle
about.
Ruffle feathers, yeah.
But here's a little argument I got into with John. This was a while ago, a few weeks ago. But having to do with just when I get aggravated, then I'm just aggravated. So
yes.
I was teaching the writing class. And so it's from 5 to 8 my time. And so it's right over the time of dinner. And this is a thing that does sometimes aggravate me. It's like, why am I the sole proprietor of making dinner or procuring dinner or dinner in general? Food really seems to be my domain.
Yes.
I don't ask for it. But when I was teaching, so it was two nights a week, I was like, listen, if the kids are hungry, you know, you have to order some food or go get some food or prepare some food. Well, John's not going to really prepare food.
Yeah.
But at home, he's going to order food out, get takeout, which is fine as long as they get some food to eat. So the last night I was teaching, get done, it's 8 o'clock. And also I walk the dog both.
Yeah.
I walk the dog at night too. So it's like I finish teaching, then I go walk the dog. I feel like I have a lot on my plate already.
Right.
So I'm done teaching. It's 8 o'clock. The kids haven't eaten. They're like, we're hungry. And John has been talking to them about well, what do you want to eat? You know. And in my mind, I had had enough. I was like, what do you want to eat? It's already eight. It's after eight now.
Right.
That should have been decided an hour ago.
Right.
So they could have food. I mean, it's already super late to eat, but that's part of his laid back attitude is he's not thinking – unless somebody's like, Dad, I'm really hungry.
Yes.
But it takes that for him to get going.
Right.
So I started feeling kind of aggravated about it. And then instead of waiting and sucking it up and then getting into a fight later, I was like, you know, I'm kind of disappointed that – I'm kind of annoyed, just to be honest with you, that
sure.
Oh, because now it was after 8 o'clock and he was like, oh, we're going to order Thai food. This is what happened. And I was like, you're not going to order Thai food now. First of all, the restaurant that we order from is kind of far.
Right.
By the time you order it, it's now going to be 30 minutes till it's ready. Then we're going to have to go get it. It's going to be another hour. We're not eating at 9 o'clock at night. It's a school night.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're not ordering Thai food.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'll just make whatever I was planning to make that was going to be quicker. I was going to make BLTs. I was like, I'll just cook. I'll just make the food right now.
Right.
And he was like, oh, okay.
Of course.
He didn't hear in my voice that I was annoyed. So then I had to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you know, I'm kind of annoyed that you should have done that ahead of time. So then he does the thing that they do where he gets mad at me for being annoyed at him.
Right.
So now he's mad. And he does this thing where he
why do
the
guys do that?
And men don't know they're doing this.
Yeah.
He does this thing where he sort of puffs himself up a little bit.
Right.
Which I take as aggression. Even though I know he doesn't mean it.
Right.
He's never he's beaten me a few times, but nothing.
Nothing bad. He never got a mark on you.
No, it's a corrective. little joke. But he does this thing. I wish I could – that we were on video right now where it's kind of like he just stands up a little taller because now he's mad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a little adrenaline.
Right.
Immediately fills him where he's like, oh, it's on.
Right.
But I take it as
up straighter.
You know what I mean?
I know.
He gets a little and then I take that. The little girl in me who had an asshole stepfather.
Right.
Feels that immediately as we're going to fight.
Right.
I get scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, don't do that. And then he gets do what? What are you even talking about?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, don't do that thing where you're puffing up. And he's like, then he thinks I'm being, he's like, puffing up? What are you talking about? And now we're having a fight about whether he's puffing up or not. I'm like, it's your body language. It's aggressive.
Uh-huh.
He's like, are you kidding me right now? We've been married 20 years.
Right.
When have I ever been aggressive with
you?
And I'm like, well, you haven't yet.
It's a new day.
You might surprise me. So then that happens. So then he's mad. He's like, and then it's this the typical fight where he's like, how come I don't get credit? He's like, every time you teach, by the time you're done, I've either ordered a salad or I've done this. There's almost always dinner, 99%
right.
of the time. The one time I don't, you're mad.
Right.
He presents me with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get become scorekeeper,
right.
which I don't mean to, but where I'm like, okay, but so you want a parade that you've done it the other times, but then this time you just, I don't know, I guess the kids are just not going to eat. Because then I say, okay, but you didn't do it this time. And this is the time it would have been helpful for you to do it because I don't really feel like I've had a long day. And then he gets well, the kids couldn't decide what they wanted to eat.
Yeah, then he blames it on the kids. Yeah. The same thing.
Well, they were
arguing.
This one wanted Chipotle and this one wanted blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So what was I supposed to do? I'm like, what were you supposed to do? Really?
Right.
You just go, listen, then we're having Chipotle.
Right.
And you can suck it up.
Yes.
What do you, I mean.
Uh-huh.
Then I get mad about that. Now I'm mad about a whole new thing.
Right.
Like that he can't tell the kids, like you can't. It all, I think, comes down, though, to he's super easygoing.
Right.
And he, unless there's a problem, he's like, well, we're fine. You're not starving.
That's what Adam does, too. I don't know. Is it a guy thing? Because Adam's not super easygoing, but he blames. He does a lot of like, they're fine. If they're hungry, they'll eat. Why do I got to feed them?
Right.
You know, and it's like, that's not how it works,
right.
Dick.
That's what I think.
They're hungry. They don't tell you until they're hangry. Exactly. And it's a school night, and so you want them to eat at a decent time and blah, blah, blah. And then, like Adam doesn't sweat the small stuff
right.
at all. Not when it comes to the kids and eating at all. They're fine.
Right.
But it takes – yeah, I know.
The problem is a lot of times they're not fine.
Right.
And they're hungry. Then they get emotional.
Right.
Then I have to feel like I have to deal with the fallout from that.
Right.
Because then he's out.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he sees it a different way. And honestly, like I got so mad in the moment because it felt representative of like all the times where he gets to drop the ball. But I feel like I have to – it's like he can just kind of go, well, I don't know. They can't decide what they want to eat. So what? So you're just not going to feed them then?
Right.
So, well, I don't know. Wait till mom gets done teaching class and then she can do it.
Right.
Like it made me so mad in the moment.
Of course.
But then I tried to – I was just like – we got in like a fight and we were kind of yelling. And then he sort of walked out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the bedroom because, you know, he gets like, she's being a bitch right now.
Right.
He doesn't say that, but that's the – so then I was like – I went in after him and I was like, really? Like, so your answer to it is, oh, well, if she's going to be such a bitch, then she can make the dinner and walk the dog and. I was like, at the very least, if I've now taken over dinner, say, I'm going to walk the dog. Like, help out.
Right.
Be a helper, as Mr. Rogers would say.
Right.
Or look for the helpers. Whatever that is, do that.
Yes.
So then he's like, you know, does the, like, fine, I'll walk the dog. Fine. And then I was like, yeah, fine, you should do that. Then we're mad at each other.
Right.
Then he goes and walks the dog. And then as soon as he's out of the house, I'm like, oh, was that really worth getting that pissed about? And then it's like over in my mind. And then he comes back. I'm like, hey, asshole.
Uh-huh.
And then we're fine.
And then you're fine, yeah.
But he – it's like the fellas, they need a little parade if they do anything.
Uh-huh.
Like they need you to go like, oh, my gosh, while I was teaching and you went and got Chop Stop salads, thank you for doing that. Whereas I'm like, I don't get a thank you every time I do a load of laundry.
I know.
Which he doesn't do.
Right.
I don't get like, wow, these towels are sure clean.
Yes, I know.
There's no check mark on a gold star on the refrigerator next to every time I make a meal.
Exactly. I know. The same thing.
Or take the kids to the doctor.
Right.
Or schedule their next orthodontist appointment. Like, where's my parade?
I know. Like, the same thing when Adam, like, decides he's going to change out the switch plate in the kitchen. Like, I wouldn't even notice, by the way.
Right.
Did you see who put the new switch plate? The other one was off color to what the wall was. So I got the right color. You see how better that looks or whatever. And it's like, yeah, so, and... And, you know, must be nice, huh? Must be nice.
To have a person who changes out the switch plate.
I know.
But you didn't know that there was even a problem. But there was.
Right.
Color was off.
It's not even a safety issue.
Oh, my God. Have we not done an ad yet?
Mm-mm.
What is wrong with us? We're
sorry. Let's talk about Crate Joy. This is such a cool thing, by the way.
This is so perfect for the holidays.
Oh, my God. All those thousands of subscription boxes that are out there, well, you can just go to one place and find your subscription box. And it's all the subscription box marketplaces in one place for women, for men, for kids. They have, you know, the mystery boxes, the boxes for self-care, virtual happy hour, the cocktail kits for your happy hour, monthly book clubs, DIYs. I mean, everything you can imagine.
People are always asking about that too. Like, is there just a subscription box for like whatever you want. And there is. This was such a great idea.
This is a great idea.
Whoever thought about it, kudos to you.
Yes. Especially
Mr.
like
Crate Joy.
That is one thing, you know, to get somebody that has everything is a subscription box. Like get them something that they wouldn't get for themselves. Like
yeah.
they love coffee. Get them a coffee of the month.
That's what I was thinking about the coffee one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or the little cool cocktail kits. Like something that gives them a little joy every month when they open it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
There's still time to find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. And you can shop thousands of subscription boxes all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can sign up today at CrateJoy.com/FCOL. You'll get 30% off your first box and shop Crate Joy's holiday specials, too, by the way. Crate Joy, get joy delivered right to your door. Go to CrateJoy.com/FCOL and get 30% off your first box.
Nice. Also,
Best Fiends.
We love Best Fiends.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I did some traveling, okay? So I did a lot of sitting around with no Wi-Fi, by the way, which mm-hmm. was perfect, okay, for Best Fiends because you can do it with no Wi-Fi. I'm at level 927.
Well, booyah, I'm at level 1007.
Why? Really?
Because I play regularly.
I
have a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm,
you can
too.
Play Best Fiends while you listen to a podcast. Have you ever
yes.
tried doing that? You can
yeah.
do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really fun. It's like I can't put it down. I get obsessed with
right.
it in a good way.
You know what they
like
do?
A fun way.
They keep it fresh and updating and constantly. There's always another level to get to. And there's 5,000 levels and counting, by the way.
Yeah.
So it never gets old.
Mm-mm, and it's free to download.
And you play with your friends. Yeah. So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store and Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Well, what are you watching or read? You know, I did a lot of traveling and I also need something to listen to.
Yeah. That's okay. So I'm listening to a podcast called Do No Harm.
Yeah.
But it's about child abuse and it's a little depressing. It's not light
it
listening. So I don't listen to it before I go to bed because it's upsetting. But mm-hmm. It's about CPS case that like
it's about one case.
One main one and then they talk about another one during it. Yeah, I'm trying it's a Wondery podcast. I don't know. I can't really explain it. Then there's a new Dr. Death
there
season
is.
Two, but I'm not loving it.
No.
It's kind of boring.
Mm. Well, there's another doctor that's a death.
Yeah. And now I feel like they're going to try to do all – like they'll just try to keep doing seasons of bad doctors.
Right.
But they
right.
need to find a better one, a better bad doctor.
Why? What's this guy? Not as bad as the first one.
I mean, he's bad. I don't know if it's just the –
Pace?
I'm used to like Dateline.
Yeah.
Like I'm used to like Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
You know, I need somebody to tell me the story in a way that's mm-hmm. more interesting.
Right. Yeah. We watched a lot of 2020, by the way, in Florida.
2020's good.
Mm-hmm.
48 Hours, the podcast.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm just up on all. I'm just
right.
I listen and then I'm done.
Right.
There's a new podcast. Okay. Hold on. Here's one. It's called – hold on. It's called Anatomy of Murder.
Oh.
And it's
okay.
two people and they – it's like a guy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both – I don't know. You know, one of them is like a detective. One of them was a prosecutor. And
right.
so they – but they still do it in a way where they use sound and 911 calls. But then they kind of break it down a little bit.
I like that.
I like that too.
Okay.
Then I tried to listen to this old podcast called Finding Fred about Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Yeah. But I listened to a few episodes and then I got bored.
Yeah. Well, it is Mr. Rogers. I mean, how
I
much?
Know,
but you go from murder to Mr. Rogers.
But remember when we listened to the Missing Richard Simmons?
Yes,
one?
I love that. By the way, where has he been? I heard he's got a chia pet. I saw a commercial for him. Mr. Richard Simmons' chia pet. I
oh
saw
my
a commercial
God, I need
yesterday.
That.
And I'm like, what? Wait, now he's got a chia pet? But where has he been? Do we know?
I don't know if we know.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. Oh, well, I was going to tell you something that was on the face that I put on the Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
wondering if this has ever happened to you. So I saw this ad for a product on Facebook called it's a Petty Pages or something. It's a little mini printer that is Bluetooth and it connects to your phone and you can print out pictures from your phone on this little paper that's like receipt paper, I guess, but also sticker paper. Oh. So I found this little – so it was like $50-something and I was like, this is genius. My kids are all going to love this. I'm going to get one for each of my kids' Christmas present.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Ordered it ahead. I was like, I'm going to do it way ahead of time so I have it. And it, the, I kind of shopped around. I looked at that ad, but then I looked at some other ones and the one from the ad was the cheaper one because it came with six rolls of paper.
Right.
And the other ones came with like no paper or like two rolls of paper for the same price. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, so – you know, like there was one you could get from Walmart, but it didn't come with paper. I'm like, this is the least expensive one.
Right.
The company was called Brave Duty, like duty free shop, like Brave D-U-T-Y. Uh-huh. So I order it, PayPal, pay through PayPal. I guess I got a confirmation. I found this out later, but it went into my spam. But so then I don't hear anything. Ordered other stuff. I ordered something else. I ordered this other thing, like a little cosmetics bag called a scrunch sack. I ordered that off Facebook too. I was like, oh, this looks cute. Get one for Sadie and one for Elby. But this thing was like way more expensive than those were. Anyway, I don't get a confirmation. I don't hear anything else about it.
That's
so
happened to
me. A while goes by, like 2 weeks, and I'm like, whatever happened? Where's my little printers? Like, so then I go into my PayPal account. And the company that took the money, like it'll tell you who you made the payment to, was called like Lavende.
Okay.
L-A-V-E-N-D-E. So I look up – so I click on that and it doesn't have any confirmation information. It doesn't have any order information. It doesn't have anything. It just says you made this payment to Lavende. Mm-hmm. There's no – and I never got a confirmation email. So I'm like, okay. So then I click on it and it says – I click on like if you have a – want to make a resolution or whatever.
Right.
If you, and it, there's a message from the company saying before you try to do anything, we have customer service people that will help you. Send an email to this PayPal address. Mm-hmm. So I send an email to them and I'm like, hey, I never got a confirmation email. I don't know where my product is. I don't have even an order number because I never got anything. But then the money was taken from my account. And the thing said it'll get back to you within 24 hours. So the next day, nothing. I don't hear anything. So then I'm like, you know what? Now I'm mad. So I'm going to – so I created a ticket.
Right.
Like put it on our Facebook that I thought I got scammed and somebody said, look in your spam for a confirmation. So I looked in my spam and I do find a confirmation from this company, Brave Duty. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I did get a confirmation, but it said in the next couple days you'll get your shipping information. But I had never gotten any shipping information. I went through all my spam. So it says, click here. Here's your order.
Right.
I click there. It's just an error message. There's no web. And then I click.
What the fuck?
So there's no nothing. The company Brave Duty then has a contact us page. No way to contact them. Then there is one thing, though, that's like if you have trouble with your order, email at like – it's like some weird email address like pursue@secureserver.com, something weird.
What the fuck?
So I email that. Hey, here's my confirmation number, whatever. Gets kicked back to me. The email address doesn't exist.
Wow. And
So I got totally ripped off.
That's
horrible. And now I have to wait for my money to come back from PayPal. They have to do the dispute.
Right.
So PayPal's – the update on the PayPal dispute is that they never heard back from the company either. I mean they're going to find out that there's no
– there's
it's
no,
not a company.
Where did you
it's
find
fake.
This ad?
It was on Facebook. Like it was one of those things where like, oh, I saw it on my thing. I'm like, what a cool gift.
Right.
Want to get this for my kids.
Right. Wow. What the
– has that ever happened to you?
No. I've done things where I order something and then like months go by and I go, wait a minute, whatever happened to that bun thing for my hair that I ordered off it?
Yeah.
And then I look for it. I don't see it. And then I went into my like my junk and then I find it and it's, you know, it's on its way or whatever. But I've never had anything that was a scam like that.
That's total scam. None of it exists. Company doesn't exist. If you look up the Lavenday company that took
really?
The money from my PayPal, doesn't exist. You get no Google results on it. Does not exist. And then the Brave Duty has a website, but I think it's like a shell website. It has all these products, and I think it's fake because, it, like I said, there's no – to contact the website, there's no way to contact anybody.
Oh, my God.
And then the thing you got on my confirmation where it says if you have a problem with your order, this email address, you hit it, and it's not an email.
That's crazy. I guess the first inclination should be when you don't get it, it goes into your spam.
Oh, and they tried to take the money out of my account 3 times. Yeah. So PayPal – so there's 3 orders of it basically
right.
of $150-something dollars because it was $50 each.
Jesus.
So one of them was canceled. I think PayPal canceled it. The second one is pending and the third one went through.
Really? Holy shit. Yeah, I mean it's funny that it went to your spam. I wonder how the algorithm knows it's fucked up. It's not real. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, the worst part is now I have to think of some other gift
I know.
For my kids. This is an age. What are you doing? Because
I have
there's nothing
no
to get
idea.
My freaking kids. Xander's bored of clothes now.
Really?
He used to be great to buy clothes for because he just wanted anything that's Hollister or Champion or,
right.
you know, whatever. And now he's like, eh. He has no interest besides playing video games.
I know.
And for his
it's
birthday, we got him the gamer.
How was their birthday?
The headphones. Oh, their birthday was – well, their actual birthday was on Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So we had a cake.
Yeah.
And that was nice. And then we came home from Thanksgiving and gave them their presents. And it's cute because they have presents for each other.
Yeah, that's
and they,
so
like,
cute.
Really obsessed over getting each other funny gifts.
Yeah, that's so cute.
They're into something called there's some YouTubers or TikTokers called the Wiggies.
Mm-hmm.
And they wear different color wigs. So Sadie was obsessed with getting Xander a pink wig
uh-huh.
so that he could pretend to be one of the Wiggies. And then
oh,
they could
cute.
Do funny stuff. So she gave him that and he thought that was so hilarious. And then he got her – there's some YouTuber that's like a joke to them because
right.
she's so corny named
right.
Piper Raquel. Have
uh-huh.
you ever heard of this?
Mm-mm.
They make fun of her all the time. So Xander was like, Mom, I have to get Sadie like some scrunchies or some funny Piper Raquel merch.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, that's a lot for a joke.
Yeah.
But he's like, Mom, she's going to think it's so funny. So we got her these scrunchies.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like $12. And she laughed so hard.
Aww.
So it was fun.
She liked that.
Yep. So then the next day – okay. So actually, here's like a little story.
Mm-hmm.
So I told each of the kids – and I realize I'm going to get judged for this, but this is just how it is. So they never see anybody.
Right.
Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
Elby's got her bubble, which, yes, I get it. They're not really a bubble. But like I said, they've all tested negative.
Right.
They only see each other. Whatever. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie and Xander see nobody. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's just no friends.
Right.
But they each – so Sadie has one friend. I'll call her – well, I've said her name before, but her name's Layla. She's adorbs.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't seen her in months and months.
She the one from the beach where she wanted to go meet her at the beach. Is she the one that's
oh,
too
no,
much?
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
Okay.
That's a different one.
Okay.
And that one still remains a little much.
Okay.
Sadie has to be in the right mood for that.
Right.
But there's another one that's been her friend since elementary school, and she really, really likes her, but she's just hasn't been available. She never really asked Sadie to do anything.
Right.
But anyway, so – and Xander has one friend who's like his old friend. They've been friends since he was like 8.
Mm-hmm.
Great kid. Again, just a lot of times they just don't see each other. They
right.
just – they – so anyway, I told them for their birthday, do you guys each want to have like one friend?
Mm-hmm.
That we know what their family's doing that's safe, come
yeah.
over
mm-hmm.
and like we'll celebrate your birthday. You can watch a movie. We'll order like fun
yeah.
dinner. We'll have cake. And they were so excited about that. But then Sadie couldn't find a friend to do it. So – and she asked – so the, and she doesn't want just any friend. She
yeah,
doesn't want
yeah,
to have
I know.
To like
– I know.
Entertain.
Yes.
She wants just an old friend.
That's
so
funny.
So she had asked her friend Layla – Finally, she asked her friend Layla, and she said, I guess she asked her, and we were shopping at the time, and she got super sad. She's like, she says she's not available. And I was like, that's it? She just said not available? This was like a few days before. She's like, yeah. And I was like, well, she's just like, there's no one else that I want to ask. Like, the one girl that's a little much, she's seen her on social media, like out and about, and didn't trust it. She was like, she's like always out places.
Right.
Like, I just don't want to risk that, you know? So then I was like, well, what do I do? Do I not invite Xander's friend or because so that doesn't upset the other one? Yeah. But then I was like, well, how does Xander have to get hurt by this?
Right,
I was like, so I asked Xander's friend's mom, who's my friend.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, what do you think of, you know, your kid coming over the day after their birthday and, you know, we'll just hang out? And she was like, yes, totally. Mm-hmm. He would love to.
Mm-hmm.
So then I felt bad for Sadie.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I know she wouldn't like me doing this, but I'm just going to text the mom and kind of play dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just going to be like, hey, you know, pretend that Sadie never asked the daughter.
Right.
So I did. I texted the mom. I was like, hey. So it was Sadie's birthday, and Sadie said that Layla's not available on Friday. I was like, but just on the off chance that she's available Saturday, I was like, listen, if she doesn't want to hang out with Sadie, I was like, no big deal. Mm. It's totally fine. You know, because I didn't want to push it.
Right,
like, Sadie's going to be really heartbroken.
Of course.
Can you force her to spend time with my kids? So I was like, it's totally no big deal. But just in case this was just a miscommunication and she's available Saturday, like, and she writes me back and she was like, no, Layla was super like excited. She'd already told me that Sadie asked her. She was like, she's available Friday.
Mm.
So I was like, really? That's so weird because Sadie said she said I'm not available. So then she writes me back and she's like, well, I just asked Layla and Layla said that Sadie said, do you have plans on Friday? And Layla said, no. Like, I don't have plans. And then she said she never heard back from Sadie.
Miscommunication. Oh, thank God.
This is the age where they just are super sensitive. Like, oh, I guess she doesn't want to spend time with me.
Right.
So then I call Sadie. I'm like, Sadie, I just talked to Layla's mom and she was waiting for you to get back to her to tell her the details of what you wanted for Friday and she's available. And then Sadie got all happy. And then that was it. We had the two friends. They both came over and we had pizza and they watched movies and they hung out and it was really, really nice. And they had like a great time because they're, like I said, they're never around people.
Right.
So it was really fun for them. And
see, I'm wondering if I should do that. If I should just say, Sonny, why don't you have, you know, Jensen come over, one of his friends come over, spend the night, whatever. Like, if I tell him that, he's going to say no.
Really?
But if I go around him and talk to Jensen's mom or somebody's mom and say, you know, what's your kid been doing? Nothing. So has my kid been doing nothing. How about – I mean, I told him I was going to have –
I thought you did that before. And the mom said, yeah, Jensen doesn't do anything either.
Yeah. But I've always left it – I've always made sure it was Sonny. Like, I'm just wondering. I mean, I don't know. Is he too old for me to just do it, just have the parents plan it? You know, I do – one, I did say – because we did go to a birthday party a couple months ago and he saw his little group of friends. They were outside. Yeah. And so I was saying to the parents at the time, like, we should – because their kids, they were saying, my boy doesn't do anything either. And so I said, I should have – so I think I need to do that. Because Sonny, you know, he spent the whole week in Florida with Nicholas. Nicholas is working on Crank Anchors, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so happy that they called him. But so he has to work, you know, from home and he has to, you know, spend a certain amount of time on the computer, on, you know, Zooming and doing all that. But he had Sonny help him. So Sonny was with Nicholas the whole time. It was us girls and then Sonny and Nick. And they went fishing together down the – like there's like a little pond in that area. And a lot of alligator sightings, by the way.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They showed it in the newspaper. This fucking alligator was like the size of a pterodactyl was huge. It was just – it had legs that like it was on its – the legs were so muscular and long. It was frightening. This thing was huge and it was on the golf course.
Oh, my God.
By Wendy's house. Yeah. Yeah. So, of course, they were like, let's go look at
– a horror movie.
I know. It looked like one of – it looked like a CGI alligator. It was so big. I'm telling you, the arms were like – huge, muscular, long front arms, and they move fast. They can outrun you, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if they chase you, you should zigzag because they're not agile. Yeah. They can't zigzag.
Oh, my God. That's like what we've always said about if somebody has a gun.
Right. My dad used to say that. Zigzag.
Serpentine.
Well,
you can use it now. If there's an alligator, serpentine.
Yes, serpentine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were like going looking for alligators. I don't know what they were doing. Then there's otters, too, out there that were swimming in her pond that were so cute. We're looking for otters all the time. So anyway, Sunny got used to being with somebody every single day. I mean, until 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning, he was with Nick. And they would watch movies, TV shows. They were together the whole time. And now, like, you know,
just
we came back
from that to
nothing again, going on your long walks by yourself. You know, so I don't know. I'm just now like thinking like I think I need to plan that. I have to plan his friends come over and hopefully it sparks something where he wants to reach out to his friends. Otherwise, it's going to be like that until school goes back.
Yeah, they've gotten really used to.
Yeah.
Like just being yes, my two have each other.
Right.
But. And they do get along and they do hang out and they have each other to do school with.
Thank God.
So that is better for sure than if they were just alone.
Right.
And Elvie spends time with the twins too sometimes when she's home.
Right. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Sonny, you know, I feel like he's gotten really lazy, very lazy when it comes to socializing. You know, at least before – after school, he'd walk with his friends, do whatever, and do things after school. Now, and he had basketball. Now it's like nothing. Natalia had her tournament the day before we left? Sunday. We left on Monday. Yeah. She wasn't going to have her. So we postponed the trip by one day. That's why I had to post. So instead of, we were going to leave on Sunday, come home on Sunday. But Wendy and them, because Nicholas got the job with Crankangers, he couldn't leave. He had to be on high-speed internet, so he couldn't leave until Friday night.
Oh.
And Wendy, we were going to get there before, I don't know. Yeah, so anyway, so they had to leave later. So so we just – and by the way, the airlines and exchanging and moving things around, they're very accommodating. At least JetBlue was. So they switched it for us. And – yeah, so they had to drive down there, and so, you know, we had to stay. Yeah, so we were leaving a day later, and then Natalia goes, good news, I can go to my tournament the day before. And I was like, oh, really?
Oh,
good
boy.
News? For who? No, but it was fine. We went down there, same fucking Irvine. It was fine. You know, she loves it so much, and now they have – their next tournament's not until February, and it's in Vegas.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Vegas.
Well, hopefully there'll be vaccines by then.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be nice.
We're supposed to have them soon.
I know.
Right, Caitlin?
Yeah, I hope so.
I heard maybe in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, but that's like for the first wave, second wave, whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of good news, of good things coming.
Yes.
Brooklinen. Another great gift, even if it's just for yourself.
Self-care. Right. Self-care.
Yes, we love.
I'm sure you're spending a lot of time in bed these days, you know, chilling out, watching TV in bed. You want to do it in comfortable, luxurious, affordable sheets.
Yeah.
Like Brooklinen.
I know I keep saying this, but I'm ordering another set. I have two sets of Brooklinen sheets, but I'm going to order a third.
Yeah.
Because one of them's on Elby's bed, one of them's on our bed, and then so I have to wash mine to put them back on.
Right.
So I should have another set.
Set, yeah.
And they're so nice, and I love the color. I love my smoke color.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's like a really elegant color. The feel of it is like a hotel, like nice hotel sheets.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you first wash your sheets and put them back on your
best.
Bed.
Yeah, nice and
clean.
It's
all crisp, but yes. Like, but soft.
Yes.
What's that? What is that?
I don't know, but it feels freaking fantastic. And also, they have the towels that are beautiful and luxurious and makes you feel like, you know, you're at a spa. They
yeah.
have towels. They have robes. All different material, too.
They have 50,000 five-star reviews and counting, so you can be really confident yeah. in their product. It comes with a lifetime warranty, and it's so much more than sheets. They've got comforters, pillows, towels, even loungewear now.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I love my Brooklinen towels. They're absolutely stand out
yes.
from the other towels.
Oh,
they're
totally.
Lush.
You know the Brooklinen towels.
So don't wait. Do something nice for yourself. Go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code FCOL to get 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Enter promo code FCOL for 10% off your first order plus free shipping. Brooklinen.com, promo code FCOL at checkout.
Nice.
Also,
do you own or rent your home?
Yes.
I bet you it can be hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Check them out.
Yeah.
So I want to know... Oh, I don't know if we should do a spoiler alert, but I want to know what you thought of The Undoing.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be super specific about the ending, but I – so
– It is Friday by now, just
– So it's been a week?
It's been almost a week. I'm not sure what the,
yeah,
the rules are on spoiling,
is.
But yeah, I'm just reminding you it is actually Friday today.
All right. Well, you guys can fast forward.
Yeah, you can fast forward. I really liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I liked the ending,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, if it's anybody else but him, I'm going to be mad because that's going to be such a stretch.
Yeah.
But then I was reading an article about it, and I'm interested in what you think too, where they were talking about the fact that the whole point was to sort of be seeing it through Nicole Kidman's eyes, like to be planting some doubt. So just the,
yes.
the mere fact that we're like, but could it have been this person? But could, when it's like, obviously was him.
Right.
But you're like... But maybe it's not. It's right. sort of like the OJ thing.
Yes.
That's what the article was saying. It's like, well, it was OJ.
Right.
But because he's being so like, no, it wasn't me, even
right.
though there's all this evidence,
right.
but somehow you're like, but he wouldn't have done that.
Yes. I mean, there was times where it was like, okay, she did it. Then there was times it got to the point where like, the son did it. The boy did it.
Right.
I'm like, how the hell is that boy going to take down that girl? And she's all, and Wendy's like, well, she's a skinny little girl. I mean,
but then you're also like, okay, but then so would the son have been able to murder, get in there, murder, follow the dad, murder her, and then clean up the crime scene?
Right. No.
He's like 13, right?
Yeah.
How's mm-hmm. he's, and they found the dad's DNA there.
So that's the thing. It was nobody else's DNA, just his. So when they said that in trial, I was like, okay, then it had to have been him. But there's so many times where Wendy and I are like, obviously, it's not him.
Right. But then they're like, well, he was there.
Right.
Right. But, okay, then you're like, well, if it had been, then you're like, well, was it the Nicole Kidman's friend?
Mm.
Was she the one that, like, was she the other affair he had? Was she somehow jealous?
Right.
Of, and then, but obviously that doesn't make sense.
No.
But you're still like, well, why do they keep showing her?
Right.
Maybe she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Nicole Kidman has like a split personality.
That's what we kept thinking. Because in the beginning of the whole opening sequence is her as a little girl. And then at one point she sees like blood on the wall. Like, did you see that? Like,
yeah. So what was that?
I don't know.
They never really explained
that.
They
didn't explain that. But I was like, that has something to do with it. She must have a split personality. You know,
she had some trauma when she was young.
Right.
And she has now dissociative disorder.
Yes. That's what I kept thinking. Or her dad did it.
I thought that too, maybe. Yeah.
Donald Sutherland's eyebrows.
I know. They're like Penelope's.
Holy fuck. Thought he was going to fly away with those things. How come, like, nobody wants to go, hey, Donald, how about you take some scissors?
Snip, snip.
How about we get wardrobe girl over here, hair and makeup, to just chin those things? I mean, they were
maybe he's like, my eyebrows are the, it's like Samson, you know? Yes. He's like, that's my acting. That's where my acting comes from, right. My brows. I act from my brows.
It's like Morley Safer from 16 Minutes. Jesus. Anyway.
But the interesting thing I thought about the fact that we thought maybe it's the dad was like, it really makes no sense. I mean, okay, yeah. So the dad, if the dad hated the son-in-law so much, why would he kill
his
girlfriend? But also, why did he hire the high-powered attorney
right.
to get him off to help?
Right.
But because – and then when you realize, oh, it was Hugh Grant, you're like, yeah, because the dad is actually a caring dad who's like trying to protect his daughter. But at the same time, like, duh, your husband fucking did this.
Yes, yes, totally. And is there supposed to be a season two?
I don't think so. No.
No.
The director said that they asked about a season two, and she was like, oh, my God. I mean, that'd be great if you want to do – but there's no – that
what
was the book.
There? Yeah, that's the book. Yeah. Did you finish the book?
No, because – no.
No.
I'm so bad about reading.
Well, that book, man, it just – it was too much information to take in all the time. I don't need to know – like you said, like I don't need to know the color of her flowers that are on her table. Or
I just get bored. I start listening to something and then I forget I'm even listening to it unless it has to be so good.
Right. I need something to listen to because I'm putting things off because I go, oh, I can clean my closet, but I got nothing to listen to. So till I find something I'm into, I can just wait. You know, I need something to listen to.
I know. I know. And I feel like everything that seems interesting is one of those thrillers where there's a twist that makes me mad.
Yeah.
That's why I was glad there was no twist in this where I thought it was – it ended up being a good psychological thriller in the way that like the person who was the obvious killer was the killer.
Yes.
But none of us want to believe it, and that's like how sociopaths work.
Right.
Like – and then you even know that he lied about his sister – and the mom said he had no remorse.
Right.
So you're like, you know he's capable of lying.
Right.
And that he has no actual empathy.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's so charming, you're like,
and
oh,
he's
couldn't
a
have done
doctor
it.
For kids that have cancer. Like, so you think, like.
But he'd lied about losing his job.
Right.
He was a really facile liar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Kaylin?
I really liked it. My girlfriend wasn't as happy. She kind of wished that there was some kind of crazy twist. For a little while there, I thought it could have been the girl's husband. Like, okay, maybe it was him. Maybe he got mad.
Yeah, I know.
You know, saw them. Mm-hmm. But then I pretty quickly went back to, no, it's him. He's just lying. And I like that it was just him
it
the whole time.
Him.
And that they confused everybody so well.
Right. Yeah, that was the nice thing about it. Yeah.
But then you're like, oh, I'm such a sucker.
I know. You know, the real sucker is Andrea, who didn't get to watch it with us. Sorry, Andrea.
I know. But it was some nice, like, me time.
It was. It was nice.
Because John did not watch it with me, so I watched the whole thing. Oh, my God. Do you know what I watched all of it again?
What?
Remember Time of Death?
Yes.
Remember we were obsessed with Time of Death?
Yes.
Remember we loved the girl whose mom died, Nicole Little? Remember, she was super pretty, and she reminded us of Kiyomi, of the one from The Real L Word. Remember, she's like little, and she had the short hair. She's like a lesbian from L.A. We wanted to have her on our podcast. Remember, we were texting her about it.
Really?
She's like the main – do you remember there were 6 episodes?
Yeah.
And in each episode, somebody dies.
Right.
But in the first episode, it's the mom who has – cancer,
mm-hmm.
and she's got 3 kids, and one of them is this girl Nicole,
uh-huh.
and they call her Little,
uh-huh.
and then there's 2 younger siblings, and she's going to try to get custody of them. Does this ring a bell to you?
No, I don't remember.
So, but she's the whole family's like in turmoil, and the kids are kind of problem kids, but she's super pretty, like luminous, and we were obsessed with her. And we're like, oh, my God, we have to get her on our show.
I remember being obsessed with Kiyomi.
Well, can you put up a picture? Do we have a thing that Lynette can see? Can you look up Nicole and then put in quotes Little from Time of Death? And you can show it to Lynette. She's going to remember. Anyway, I watched the whole series again, and
you
it
did.
Was perfect. It was like a good husband repellent because he doesn't like anything sad. He doesn't want to hear anything about cancer, anything about people dying. So he was like, yeah, you're on your own. Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
It was a really good show. It was from 2013, so it was like 7 years ago.
It was?
And you watched the whole thing too.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking about that show. I don't know. I just think about all those Showtime shows that we love and that they're just gone. They go away.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you have to make it a little bigger. Look at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, she is beautiful. Oh, yeah, I remember her.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
Yeah, time of
there
death.
There she was with the dog. See right. The one on the side?
Mm-hmm.
With the dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
She looked a little bit like Angelina Jolie.
She's Italian.
Yeah, Lencioni.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nicole Lencioni.
Lencioni.
Anyway, all right.
Well, that was a good, yeah.
Also, Sadie dyed her hair.
Yeah.
There's a new trend where you dye like the bangs and a little bit on the side of color and then the rest of it dark.
Really?
So that was our project yesterday.
Really?
We had to pull some old color out of her hair. I'm becoming like a hairdresser.
Yeah,
I know.
It's my
second job. Pulled some color out of her hair with this product. Then we bleached the roots so that the color would match. Then we dyed the front blue, and then we made the rest of it like super dark brown.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cute. I'll
you should post a picture.
I'll put it on our,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
What do you call
Instagram.
That?
Instagram.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So before we go, we have a few more shout outs, like Letty Molina.
CBD. She's going to hook you up.
With get your dog's allergies and arthritis away with some CBD from HempWorks, HempWorks.com/L Molina. Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jennifer Moncada has Preppy Prodigy. It's personalized school and office supplies. I'm going to order some stuff from her. They've got pencils, stickers, labels, thank you cards. Plus, for your holiday shopping, get some personalized gift labels. That'll be fun. PreppyProdigy.com. Also, for some fun shopping, Basic Becky. She's our friend. She's a longtime listener. Becky mm-hmm. Barris is her name. And mm-hmm. her website is JustBasicBecky.com. And she does tons of T-shirts. That's her whole business. She's got a funny one with the Golden Girls on it that
yeah.
says there's some hoes in this house.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a one with Dunkin' Donuts called Dunky Junkie.
Uh-huh.
For like
That's
if your
cute.
Kids love Dunkin' Donuts. You could get stuff for your kids. They also have these really soft blankets.
Oh,
with
that's nice.
Funny things on them. Mm-hmm. These are some good gifts for like
yeah.
the kids.
Right.
Yeah. So go to JustBasicBecky.com. Also, the Bittersweet Life podcast. These are some longtime listeners of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Katie.
Mm-hmm.
She started it with her friend Tiffany when they were both living overseas in Italy. And now Katie lives back here. She lives in Seattle. She's an excellent interviewer, NPR trained. They have amazing guests. They've had Oprah Winfrey's executive producer. They've had CBS correspondent Mo Rocca. So if you love Italy or Italian culture, check
yeah.
out the Bittersweet Life podcast. And then last but not least today, Ulysses.
Yeah.
He lets us do a charity.
Shout-out.
So do one for your
for Door of Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing awesome. Thank you, guys. Go to doorofhope.us for homelessness.
Yeah. And help some kids out for
yeah.
the holiday season.
Yes.
That's it. Thanks, Kaylin.
Okay. Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Do you own or rent your home?
Sure do.
I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have a lot to do around your home and your car.
Totally.
A lot of stuff going on.
Absolutely.
So go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.